Today is Wednesday, October 20th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by Third Love. Third Love creates high-quality underwear, sleep, and loungewear to celebrate your comfort when you need it most. Does anyone remember the Centner Academy in Florida? Specifically the story of how a few months back, they told teachers that they should quit or would be fired if they got vaccinated? Well, now that same school is telling vaccinated kids to stay home for 30 days after their shot. The private school sent a letter asking students to get vaccinated over the summer so there will be, quote, time for the potential transmission or shedding onto others to decrease. I shouldn't even have to say this, but this is not a legitimate or scientifically backed claim about the disease and makes absolutely no sense because an mRNA vaccine cannot shed because it does not use the live COVID virus. And that's me with the fact checking. But speaking of COVID, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive yesterday. He's experiencing mild congestion, and yes, he was vaccinated. So Alejandro's going to be working from home for a few days. By now, you've probably heard that there's a governor's race in Virginia going on right now between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin. The race is close, with McAuliffe having a slight edge in polling, but also, since when do we believe polling? More importantly, I want to share a little bit about who Glenn Youngkin is. He's the former co-CEO of the Carlyle Group, which sounds like a boring investment company, but just happens to be the boring investment company that partially funded the sale of Taylor Swift's masters to Scooter Braun. So he literally ran the private equity fund that put up the money so Scooter could buy Taylor's masters. Youngkin only left Carlyle Group to go run for governor. And now that he's already stolen Taylor's masters, don't let him steal Virginia too. And lastly, Los Angeles County wants Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, and others to submit to a psychiatric exam in order to determine if they truly suffered emotional distress after photos of the helicopter crash that killed her husband were dispersed online. This is happening because Vanessa Bryant filed a federal lawsuit against the county, alleging invasion of privacy and claimed in court papers that she had experienced severe emotional distress that compounded the trauma of losing her husband and daughter. Specifically, she was upset by the fact that first responders, including firefighters and sheriff's deputies, gratuitously shared photographs of Kobe Bryant's body, along with the children who died in the crash, even though none of these first responders were actually directly involved in the case. It's honestly pretty weird that the county needs her to take a psychiatric exam to confirm her emotional distress, when I can assure you that I endured emotional stress simply reading about this story. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Third Love. Third Love will guarantee that you love your fit, and if not, they have exchanges and returns that are free for 60 days. And Third Love's team of expert fit stylists is available via chat or text to answer all your questions. Feeling is believing, so upgrade to pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/morning. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.